Well, glad you're here. Thanks for taking the next few minutes to process this topic with us. I'm going to introduce to you two people who are going to help. One of them is Robbie Engel. Robbie is right here. Fantastic. Robbie is the director of men's groups here at North Point, and he and I worked together at Brownsbridge for a while, and I pitched a royal fit when he moved to North Point, and then I got then I followed him, which was a wild scenario. So this is Laurie. Laurie is the works with women's groups here. A lot of fans. So let me just real quick tell you about Robbie, just in regards to this idea of being challenged. Two things about Robbie that have definitely challenged and shaped his perspective on life. One of them, he worked with Samaritan's Purse for 4 years, I guess, 3 years, 2 years, and lived in a primarily Muslim country, which definitely challenged him. And then he has adopted three kids, which adoption alone is challenging, but he has adopted three kids that are African-American. And so it's definitely changed his view, shaped his view on life for sure. And then Laurie has spent a lot of time with helping people, working through 12 steps, celebrate recovery, and has a lot of experience with that as well. And so that's probably, when I asked, one of your most challenging shaping views. So why don't we do this? I'm going to give you two questions, and I'm going to give you just a few minutes to talk at your tables. If we can, I'm going to give you about 10 minutes. And so if you spend a lot of time on chit chat and what's your name and what do you do here, which I wish we had all the time in the world to be able to do because it would be fun, we might run out of time. So if you can jump right in, great. And the questions are these. We'll put them up on the screen. The first one, just in general, what did you learn? Let's see. I think we're going to put them up there. There we are, right there. Okay, so share your thoughts about the talk. A lot of times, I worked in student ministry for a long time and led a lot of discussions after talks, and the temptation is to grade it, which since I gave it, I'm going to ask you not to. Just give me a pass on it if you would. And I would love it if you'd spend more time on not just whether you liked it or not, but what was something that was disruptive about it for you, that challenged you, or maybe something that you wish would have been added, or maybe even something that you disagreed with would be fantastic. So share your thoughts about the talk. And then number two, what questions does it bring up in you? What question does it bring up in you? And then I'll facilitate a few minutes of Q&A with Laurie and Robbie, and then we'll do some examples of this, which will be fun. So take some time and chat at your table. In about maybe 10 minutes, I'll pull us back together.
shine a light on, shine a light on me. Oh, shine a light on, shine a light on me. 'Cause I was lost at sea while the waves are dragging me underneath. Shine a light on, shine a light on me.
I'm going to give you about 60 more seconds, and then we'll transition to a bit of a large group time. All right. Well, we're going to take a few minutes to let some questions bubble up. So did anybody have any great question at your table that somebody thought of, or even a question that you have? We've got Laurie and Robbie here, but I'll also pitch it to you to be able to answer the question. So great question. They're oh, Sarah.
Hi. So I guess I was just saying that I graduated college about a year and a half ago. I'm 23, and I paid for my own schooling and worked on full-time while I was a full-time student. So I spent about 4 years in just complete turmoil of, like, survival mode. Like, the last year was just, where am I eating and how am I getting fed, literally? Mm-hmm. And then, did I get an A on that exam? And so then now I actually, God's just really, really blessed me. I can't say that enough. I humbly accepted a really great job, and I'm really well off for a 23-year-old, and my parents have graciously let me live at home. And so I'm actually in this place of complete comfort, and everything I know and do and say is easy, and it's fun, and I love my job, and I love my friends. So I guess my question would be, how do you intelligently and strategically find challenge that is going to, even when you find that challenge, it's a scary question to ask because I'm scared of the answer. Mm-hmm. But then when you find the challenge, how do you facilitate the growth in that instead of just being like, well, today sucks, you know, because that's kind of what we were talking about. It's okay to say today sucks, mm-hmm. but it's not okay to just every day wake up and say that's today right. sucks.
That's a great question, Sarah. Anybody have an answer you would like to throw in there?
Have you been on a mission trip?
That's great. Why don't we just throw out sample questions. You don't actually have to answer them, Sarah. So, but that's a great, Casey, that's a great response is a mission trip. One of them is serving, doing what you're doing now. Serving does that. So anybody else have any thoughts about that over here? The great thing about God is God loves us enough to challenge us. He loves us enough because that he wants us to change. And
I think about that Andy question, what breaks your heart?
Oh, that's great.
And letting that be a prompt to lead you into an area that might challenge you.
That's fantastic, Jane. Thank you. Robbie?
Most of us aren't even aware of what Clay was talking about, and then let alone to have a desire and then to take the steps to pursue and process and grow from that. So I'm not too worried about you, Sarah. Your awareness of that. You're so far in it. Now it's a matter of pursuing opportunities and then processing it, but your awareness and your desire is the huge hurdle that most of us go our whole lives without even getting to that point, which is awesome.
Any other questions that came up at your table that you thought was helpful? We've got one over here. Oh, you still want to give Sarah some advice, Michael. I like it. Go ahead. No, Sarah, grab a pen.
I think for me personally, any of these challenges, I mean, your day, my day, probably has 10 specific challenges that I meet on a daily basis. How quick am I to put God as the answer to that challenge and how that works on a daily basis? Because Monday, I might put him first. By the end of Friday, I might put him last. So what am I doing about that?
That's great, which is a lot of that finding good in it, that if God, if his goal is to shape us, make us like Jesus, then there's a purpose behind it. There's something in it that's good. Anybody else have a question at your table this exposed or a thought that you want to share? Bruce, I'll come to you next, but it's going to be a long walk, a lonely walk. Linda?
Oh, hi. My question is not to be taken as a criticism at all, mm-hmm. but since we are here to learn about how to become more effective leaders or mm-hmm. facilitators, everything you said in your talk, I totally agree with. But now my question is, how do I take that and apply it to my role as a facilitator in helping others?
Linda, we're about to do an exercise that will be, I think, an application of it. I hope it will be. So just hang on until this one question over from Bruce, and then we'll jump in.
Clay, the one that got me was when you were talking about the older you get, the more you hate change. I'm at that point, and I just, my challenge, I guess it's challenging for me, is how do I change that? How do I accept the fact that I need to change and let God do it for me?
Anybody over 50, you don't have to, well, I'll say you aspire to be over 50. You have thoughts about it that you want to answer that? Anything you've done that's helped you? I'm coming to you right here up front. You look like you're about 30. Look like you're about 37.
Is this lot? Yeah, I'm 37. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I mean, my answer is probably not necessarily the church answer. I actually have to give a talk on Tuesday to a bunch of Georgia Tech students, and this might be part of it. But it's find a passion and pursue it. Now, going on a mission trip or what breaks your heart? That's passion. And if you can find it, you pursue that and then welcome change. I mean, I work in a technical environment, and that environment is you got to learn this. You got to learn Python. You got to learn Ruby. You got to learn this, all this languages. And it makes your head spin. But if you welcome it, and I think if you welcome what God brings you, then, and you pursue that, step over the edge and pursue it, that's the way. And then you don't feel as old.
We can endorse that as the church answer. That's great. That is a church answer. Yeah, fantastic. You are the church. You answered. That is the church answer. Let's take that comment, and then we'll do these three, and then we're going to move on.
You can also make it just a conscious decision and decide you're not going to go that way, and then gravitate toward, I serve an upstreet. So if I go down and surround myself with a younger generation, if you will, and learn to interact and see where they're coming from. But basically, it's you got to make a conscious decision that you're going to embrace the change.
That's great. Right here, Pamela.
One of the things that I've learned about being older and being challenged constantly is that if you get to the point where God is challenging you and you can embrace that brokenness, you can just be broken so easy, even though it still is hard, but he moves you into these little places. He just keeps opening door after door after door after door, and it's like I keep walking through them, and I have to be broken in every one, and there's things being taken away from me. Some of my creature comforts are being taken away, but it's like what he's doing inside me and the way he's loving on me and teaching me to love other people that aren't usually the most lovable people. It's really, the older I get, the better it gets. Because he just, I don't know, I guess because he's old and I'm old.
He is the definition of old.
She thinks she's old.
Okay, here, Charlotte, and then last comment right over here, Jerry.
Yes, I'll be 78 next month, and as far as changes and challenges, I think the main thing is to trust in the Lord with all your heart, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And he will direct your paths. He puts me in all kind of places where it challenges me for change. And I am more comfortable, but I'd really be old if I were just sitting around comfortable all the time, which I could be. But I play tennis, I go to the Y, I socialize with other people. And it's real important to be involved and let him put you wherever he wants you, whether it's a mission field or what. I like to go to jail. So whatever you want to do, just go and meet others, and they'll challenge you.
Charlotte, that is awesome. All right, Jerry.
Thanks. And just to kind of build on a lot of what I've heard from a lot of the comments here, but just kind of taking a different spin on it in terms of comfort, essentially what makes me a little bit less change-averse is the comfort that I get from knowing that my steps are ordered by the Lord. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, every step, and we talked about it here, and Ted has some great comments around that as well, but every change that has come about in my life that seemed to be a negative change or just really a big shakeup has worked out for my faith, in my good. So B, to your point number three, you know, finding the good at it, and when God is for you and wants the best for you, the change ultimately becomes a good change.
That's fantastic, Jerry. So what we're going to do now is we're going to actually practice this. Our hopes is that this would be something that we continue to lead. You guys are amazing at leading this way, and we just want to continue that, especially as we continue to be a church that has all kinds of different thoughts and all kinds of people in it, obviously. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples. I'm going to actually give you one example, and I'm going to let Robbie and I'm going to let Laurie respond to the example just to model what we're looking for, and then we're going to let you talk about these at your table. So what we did is we thought, you know what, let's think of some examples that may challenge people. For you, what's bizarre about this is You may look at the picture and go, why would someone be challenged by that? And that in and of itself might bother you, which is actually a great way to apply this anyway, because you can say, wow, that challenges you. Help me understand why. And there's something for you to learn in it as well. So in light of our conversation last week was a massive step for our church in regard to helping us be a church that really does represent our community well. And also for us to understand what some people that are in our church experience on a day-to-day basis that might be new to us. And so last week, Andy interviewed Joseph and Sam Collier, and they did a fantastic job. But in light of that, here's the first example. Let's say someone who just recently protested for Black Lives Matter. Let's say they're sitting in your group, and that comes up, and you get the opportunity to have a conversation. Robbie, give us an example of what we're looking for, of what there is to learn.
And just to piggyback before we go to example, for the next 10 minutes, the entire goal of what we'll do as a group is try to flex outside of our box and our paradigm of what's comfortable in our lens, because there is value, truth, blessings that come from any lens, any paradigm. And so leaning into that challenge in order to lead to growth, like Clay talked about, is what we want to practice for the next few minutes. So solely talk about the positives, the blessings, what you could learn from them. For example, this lady, I've never spent a half a day in my life advocating or protesting for anything, so I'd want to learn about her passion and her focus. Another example, we want to process along those lines.
Yeah.
So we're going to give a few minutes. The blessings that would come from being a friend, to be able to ask her a dozen questions from lenses that I have no idea about. You know, what are the positives? What are the blessings if they were a friend of yours, or what you could learn from them? And we'll spend a couple minutes, and then we'll switch it up and go on to another picture.
Great. Here's the first one we'll talk through. Let's throw that next picture up, if you would. This is a picture of two very polarizing people in America. And what I would like for you to do is, depending on, you don't have to state your political affiliations, but what I would like for you to do is just assume that there's somebody in your group that is very passionate on the other side of the aisle as you are. What's something to be learned? As opposed to immediately pitting yourself against this person, what's a question you could ask? What's something you could be curious about? What's a way that you could engage in conversation? What do you have to learn? What's a blessing you could receive by having a conversation with someone who's on the direct opposite side of you in this conversation? So why don't you take about 3 minutes at your table and discuss that, and then I'll move us on to the next one.
So if we'll put the Black Lives Matter one up, we'll start on that one, and then we'll switch pictures in a couple minutes. And when the pictures swap the conversation. Thanks, guys.
Scenery's changing, and it warms my soul. I'm 200 miles down and a long way yet to go. So get your boots on, and you walk in cold. We'll together leave our footprints set upon the virgin snow. Ancient sunrise will soon descend. We'll be left here pondering on the things which we can't depend. So let's start over with no means to an end. just an open-hearted hope and a closed time full of friends. Yeah, well, I was all right, but I was dead in the water. Couldn't see an inch light, I couldn't lean to the altar. All I wanted was to turn right down to the front. But I'm feeling all right now. Yeah, I'm feeling all right. Every morning when the call get the candles going, with the recitations of the parish poets popping on our tongues. Yeah, well, I know it was all right, but I was dead in the water. Couldn't see in its light, I couldn't kneel at its altar. All I wanted was to tear right down to the ground and sang from the fleetingest culture and hide it away from the recitations of the parish poets, in the building of the bars and the locked tables. I will find my means to an end with an open-hearted hope and a closed eye full of friends. In the recitations of the parish poets, in the building of the bars and the locked tables. I will find my means to an end with an open-hearted hope and a closed eye full of friends. The recitations of the parish poets, in the building of the bars and in the locked tables. I will find my means to an end with an open-hearted hope and a closed time for the friends. And the recitations of the parish poets, in the building of the bars and in the locked tables. I will find my means to an end with an open-hearted hope and a closed time for the friends.
All right, I want to transition us to the last example. I don't know if you've noticed this, but even everything in us, when you bump into something that you resist, right or wrong, everything in you resists it, and you want to explain why you believe what you believe and why this person is clearly seeing it wrongly. The point of this exercise, again, is to say, what do I have to learn? Is to be curious. It's not to preach, but it's to be curious. So here's another picture. Let's say this person walked into your small group, your community group, let's say maybe if you're a Renew mentor or a MoneyWise mentor, maybe that was the mentoring relationship you had. So this is Caitlin Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner. Again, the exercise is not to explain your thoughts. The point is, this challenges me. I don't like it. Maybe you do like it. Maybe you love it. The point is, be curious. Lead with curiosity. What do you have to learn? What blessing could you get by being in a relationship that might be different for you? So let's talk about that one, and then I'll come and wrap us up in just a moment. All right. Well, hopefully this brought up some great conversation. Again, I would imagine for some of you, this created some discomfort in you. And that, again, that's the point. The point is that there are people in our lives that create discomfort, and our tendency is to resist. But what if we were humble enough to say, God, you want to use this somehow in my life to help me, to grow me? I know personally, I don't ever want to get to a prideful enough place where I feel like I have nothing to learn. And that's the thing I love about our church, is that we're filled with people that want to grow and want to learn and want to be curious. And I think there's something in there for God to shape in all of us. I'm going to pray for us. And then some of you are like, we need that. And then we do need that. And then we're going to put the slide up that has your lunch location. So let me pray. Heavenly Father, I know I'm just personally grateful, God, that you accepted me, God, in the middle of all of my mess, and God, you still do. And you are a God who is gracious and patient, and God, you didn't just bend over backwards, but you sent your son to pay for all the stuff in me that I cannot fix, could not fix. So thank you for that. God, we want to be people that embody how you feel. We want to be people that that lead with love and acceptance and kindness and a warmth that could only come from you. And God, I just pray for our church. I know we obviously desire for all people to change and to grow. But God, we just recognize that we can't and only you can. And so I just pray that we will lead the way as leaders at North Point and Browns Bridge, all of our churches, that we would lead the way in maintaining a curiosity and in maintaining a humility, and that you would deepen our roots, God, as we do it, as we are like that tree that can be blown back and forth and bend and ask questions and associate and learn and hang out with all kinds of people. I just pray that we would do that. We're really grateful for you, and thank you for this church. We just continue to pray for massive favor as we try to move forward in a world that feels like it's changing. And we just love you and are grateful for you. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks again for who you are and for what you do. This slide is less controversial. Where to eat. This is not debatable. So if you are in the men's groups, women's group, married, care, Brownsbridge, or Starting Point, there's your location. Thanks so much for being a part of this, and we'll see you later.